the UAE government has launched a campaign to crack down on food waste during the holy month. In particular, the Ministry of Climate Change and the Environment, in cooperation with a company called Winnow, is organising an awareness-raising event today. Joining us on the line, I'm delighted to say, to tell us more, is the Director of Green Development at the Ministry of Climate Change and Environment, Aisha Al-Abdouli. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Brandy, and thank you for hosting us today to talk about this event, which is really a very important one, especially before the holy month of Ramadan.
So tell us, why is it particularly important at this time of year?
Well, we are focusing on this event on raising awareness between the different sectors and the different people on the importance of reducing the food waste, because we noticed that, especially during Ramadan, due to the, you know, practices and the traditions that are happening in this holy month, that the amount of the food is increasing. And the people actually are tending, and they like very much like to, you know, to celebrate in this month by increasing the amount of the food, I would say, and cooking like more and more dishes. And especially that we are in the year of giving, 2017 is the year of the of giving. So we thought that it's very important that we highlight the issue and we raise the flag about the importance of reducing the amount of the food that is wasted, and actually to celebrate the month in a different way other than, you know, wasting more food.
I guess there are two ways of looking at this. One is the lavish buffets that we find in many hotels, restaurants around the time of iftar. The other element is in the home and home cooking. Which are you prioritizing?
Well, we are actually in this event today, we are focusing on the hospitality industry. As you mentioned, that there will be like a huge amount of the food and the different, you know, dishes that are served at the iftar buffet in several hotels. So we are targeting actually today the hospitality industry, and that's why we are bringing on board several representatives from the hotels and from this industry to, you know, to share with them our concern and to hear from them as well to what are the actions and what are the steps that they are taking in consideration to take sustainability as, you know, a practice or as a daily lifestyle for their business.
Finally, tell me some of those practical steps that you're encouraging the hospitality industry to take during the holy month of Ramadan. If a restaurant owner is listening to this now, what's your message?
Well, the key message will be that we have to consider sustainability as a lifestyle by all means, I would say. So that will, you know, include actually the serving of the dishes itself, the amount of the food that are served in the buffet, you know, the way that we are actually procuring the food in the whole food value chain, I would say. Because, you know, the wastage will be in different points of that chain. So that's why really we need to consider sustainability in all aspects and, you know, to think wisely when we are dealing with the food and trying to reduce the wastage from the food. Not only during Ramadan, but I would say as, you know, a daily and as a routine, I would say, lifestyle for us.
Well, Aisha Al-Abdouli, the Director of Green Development at the Ministry of Climate Change and Environment, it's a wonderful initiative. We wish you the best of luck with that, and thank you very much indeed for joining us on the line this morning.
Thank you, Brandy. Thank you very much.
And also with us in the studio now to get more details on this, we welcome back to the Dubai Eye studio Mark Zorns, who's the founder of a company called Winnow. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You were with us earlier on this year. You were speaking at the government summit. Your company does clever things using technology to help restaurants cut down on food wastage. And we had huge response to that interview. I personally had lots of people phoning me up saying, can I have Mark's contact details? The stuff you did at the Sofitel, for example, in Dubai, cutting food wastage there, was very, very impressive. So you've teamed up with the ministry on this. You're going to be at the event with Aisha Al-Abdouli today. What are you going to be telling people they can do to cut food wastage in Ramadan?
I think that really the purpose of this event is to raise awareness, not just of the issue of food waste, but to start to highlight what the solutions are out there right now in the UAE. We're going to have the UAE Food Bank there. We're going to be talking with some of the chefs we've been working with, and we're going to have some others across the supply chain. And I think what we really preach is that what gets measured gets managed. And so if you run a restaurant and you want to deal with food waste, then taking a look at understanding where you're wasting it and then looking at what you can do to prevent it is not only the right thing to do, it's a big cost-saving opportunity at the same time.
So, one of the things they can do, of course, is to use they can hire Winnow, and you can put in your system, and we know it worked at the Sofitel. What other, clearly this Ramadan, most people aren't going to be doing that. It starts in 2 or 3 days' time. What can they do if, to repeat my question to Aisha Al-Abdouli, a restaurant owner, a chef, is listening now?
So I think the first thing they can do is they can start to understand where waste happens. And there's been a lot of research recently as well from the Masdar Institute that looks at how much food waste is actually occurring on people's plates versus what's left over on these buffets. And what the research shows is that somewhere between 20 to 40% in the case studies that were looked at from this analysis was left over from the serving dishes on lunch and dinner buffets. So just thinking about how much is left over, getting that production process right is a huge win from a cost-saving opportunity while doing the right thing for the customers at the same time.
So, Brandy, Karen.
No, please.
So, 20 to 40% is left in the serving dishes. Okay, what about the stuff that we take off the serving dishes and put on our plate?
That's a really interesting question. And actually, that number is surprisingly lower than what people would imagine. It definitely varies. The size of plate can be a big issue that will drive that. So if you've got a big plate where you can pile it high, you would imagine people tend to leave a little bit more on their plates from that. But it's about half or even a third of what's left on the dishes. And so what we find from that analysis is that actually a lot of what can be done about reducing food waste is really in the control of the chef.
How much, though, is it down to the hotels wanting things to look lavish? I mean, you're halfway through a buffet, you don't want there to be three little cheesecake squares left and half a banana, do you?
Absolutely not. And you know, we do a lot of work with really high-end five-star properties. I mean, we're working with Fairmont the Palm, for example. You mentioned Pullman, Sofitel, Shangri-La, many others. And they're able to reduce food waste, quite frankly, without the customers even noticing. It's about working smarter. It's not just about sort of draconian cuts on the buffet.
Well, that's it. We're out of time. We've got time for one more question. We've got time for one more question coming in on the text message. What can people do at home to cut food waste during the holy month of Ramadan?
So I think really it's about two things. It's about planning what you buy and about cooking from your refrigerator. The other thing is actually about thinking how much you're cooking. We've done work at actually putting Winnow into homes in the UK. And what we found actually is that a lot of the food waste that is created is due to leftovers that actually never get eaten. So it's about thinking about how much you're actually going to eat that day, cooking for that a right amount. And then when you have those leftovers, consuming those in a timely way.
Mark Zorns, the founder of Winnow. I know you're going to be with the Ministry of Climate Change and Environment later on today, launching the Ask Cain campaign to cut down on food wastage in the holy month of Ramadan. I know you're doing work with Dubai Municipality as well. Good luck with that, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.